A sada, dragi slušalci, čućete To Death of the Mother of the Jugović. Recituje opet gospođa Vuletić.
The Death of the Mother of the Jugović. Dear God, how great the marvel. When the army camped upon Kosovo, in its ranks were the Jugović, 9 brothers, and the 10th, the Jug Bogdan, their father. Then the mother of the Jugović prayed to God that he grant her the keen eyes of a falcon and the white wings of a swan, so that she could fly directly to the wide plain of Kosovo to see there the Jugović, 9 brothers, and the 10th, the Jug Bogdan, their father. Whatever she prayed for, God granted to her. God gave her the keen eyes of a falcon and the white wings of a swan. With them, she hastened to the wide plain of Kosovo. She found them dead, the Jugović, 9 brothers, and the 10th, the Jug Bogdan, their father. And at their side, 9 battle spears on which were perched 9 falcons. Round these spears stood 9 good battle horses, and beside their masters lay 9 lions. There shrieked the 9 good battle horses, there roared their grief, the 9 grim lions, and the 9 falcons screamed their sorrow. But the mother's heart was hard, so hard that from it flowed no tears. And she led away the 9 good horses, the 9 grim lions, and the 9 falcons, and thus returned to her fair white castle. From afar, her son's 9 wives beheld her and advanced to meet her. The 9 fair widows cried aloud, and pitifully, the 9 young orphans wept with them. And the 9 good battle horses shrieked there, the 9 grim lions roared their grief, and the 9 falcons screamed their sorrow. But the mother's heart was hard, so hard that from it flowed no tears. When it was midnight, the battle horse of Damjan whinnied pitifully, and the mother asked Damjan's loved one, O my daughter, beloved of Damjan, why does his horse whinny so sadly? Does he hunger for the silver wheat fields? Does he thirst for the cooling waters of the Zvechan? Damjan's loved one slowly answered her, O my mother, mother of Damjan, he does not hunger for the silver wheat fields nor thirst for the waters of the Zvechan. For long since had Damjan accustomed him to feasting on fine oats until midnight and to traveling on many roads after midnight. Thus he grieves for his master and sorrows that he left him behind at Kosovo. But the mother's heart was hard, so hard that from it flowed no tears. When dawn broke in the morning, 2 black ravens flew low. Their wings were bloody up to their shoulders. From their beaks fell blood-flecked foam. They carried a hero's severed hand. On the hand shone a golden ring. Swiftly they dropped it on the mother's bosom. The mother of the Jugović took the hand, turned it, and turned it slowly as she gazed on it, and then called again to Damjan's loved one. O my daughter, beloved of Damjan, do you recognize the hand I hold? Damjan's loved one answered, O my mother, mother of Damjan, it is the hand of our Damjan, for I know the golden ring, mother, the golden ring I gave him at our wedding. And the mother held the hand of Damjan, turned and turned it slowly as she gazed on it. Then she whispered to the hero's hand, Hand of mine, my fair green apple, to think of where you grew, to think of where you were plucked. It was on my breast that you grew and blossomed, and upon Kosovo that you were plucked. And then the mother's heart swelled with anguish, swelled until it broke with grief for her dead, the Jugović, 9 brothers, and the 10th, Jug Bogdan, their father.